The free books are very welcome, and we've seen an immediate impact when they were introduced in primary school and in the junior cycle and post-primary schools. But the truth is, costs persist, and they are high costs. When parents can only buy an expensive uniform from one shop, when schools are introducing mandatory digital devices, and charges such as voluntary contribution charges, transition year, and of course mock exams and correction fees, it all adds up really quickly and becomes too much for so many parents and families.
Has St Vincent de Paul seen many calls for help in families in the Northwest region?
We have calls from across Ireland. We are a full island organisation, but this back to school time in the Republic, really, it's families in every community in Ireland, across every region, and our volunteers are in your in those communities providing that support and that assistance. But really, we want to see the government change this annual pressure and cycle for families and introduce policies that really will make an impact and change the course of children's experiences and young people's experience at school when the parents aren't having to struggle just to send them in on that first day.
And what changes would you like to see now in Budget 2026 to reduce school costs for parents?
Well, we know that charges like voluntary contribution or registration fees, that underfunding to schools. So we really want to see the government increase the capitation grants to give schools enough to be able to meet their costs. We also want to see schools that have more affordable uniforms, them to receive a higher grant because they've made that effort and they've made that impact on the families and their school community. We want to see the removal of mock exam and correction fees, particularly for students whose parents are receipt of social protection or on a work and family payment support. And we want to see the provision of funding to support the students in schools where devices, electronic devices such as tablets, have become mandatory.